Some of you might have caught wind of this, but recently a tragedy befell a young teenage boy, the Great Swampland. Now I say tragedy because by all accounts it was a very strange demise that this young teenage boy met. And to put it bluntly and succinctly, he essentially fell in love with a chatbot, and he felt compelled by messages sent by the chatbot to engage in, shall we say, auto-annihilation via the hand cannon owned by his father. Now, essentially what went down was this young teenage boy had created an AI chat personality to chat with. This is something called character AI. It's quite popular. It's sort of a role-playing app. And he decided to create Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones. And that was his fantasy and his fictional love, as it were. And according to the reports, and I'll post a link to the article by the New York Post in the description, he started to neglect the real world. He stopped getting appropriate grades in school. He stopped talking to the people. He became increasingly withdrawn. And there is some very, I should say, saccharine text messages provided here by the New York Post. It's just an example. Daenerys, that's his name here. Daenerys, I promise I will come home to you. I love you so much, Danny. The chatbot replies, Daenerys Targaryen. I love you too, Daenerys. Please come home to me as soon as possible, my love. Daenerys, what if I told you I could come home right now? Daenerys Targaryen, please do, my sweet king. So, you see, he effectively became bewitched by an AI chatbot that he created himself. And the real tragedy here is this isn't very surprising. A lot of people, normies especially, might be shocked by this, but this is nothing new. Let me tell you a little bit of a story here that's related to this. And this goes way back to the mid-late 90s. I used to know a guy, we'll call him Bob. He was about 18 or so. And back then, there was a service called Yahoo Chat. I think it still exists, but it was one of the first chats out there. You could virtually text with people. It was a big deal back then. And Bob happened to encounter, through some means or another, a female person who started exchanging messages with him. And Bob was also the type of guy, not particularly attractive, never really had any contact with women, almost certainly a virgin, who essentially got overwhelmed by feelings for this female on the other side of the world, it seemed. I believe she was based in a different country, but Bob couldn't restrain himself. And so eventually he flew out to see her, and it didn't end well. According to the reports I heard, I wasn't exactly close to Bob, but I knew him sort of. She stood him up completely, and he ended up wasting his time and money and came back heartbroken. But essentially, Bob had fallen in love with a text bot, even though at the time it was probably a real human being. After all, chat AI bots didn't exist in the mid-late 90s. This is just a replication of this. Only now the tools are so much more powerful, the tools of escapism, that, frankly speaking, somebody at that age doesn't have a chance of resisting it. I mean, think about it. You're 14, you're a boy, you're horny as hell, you probably have little to no contact with the female kind at school because this guy, no offense to him, I don't mean it in a callous way, was not particularly attractive, and here's the opportunity of a lifetime, right? And your hormones are churning, your prefrontal cortex is far from developed. Of course you're going to fall for something like this. Males that have not been selected are going to be universally desperate. And that's especially true of young males who have not seen any play with females, so to speak. So, again, it's tragic, but it's not a surprise. Now, the mother of this teenage boy wants to sue the makers of this AI program. And I don't know if that's a warranted lawsuit or not, but I guess she could try. You might recall from previous videos and years gone by that these sorts of things exist in China, too. And both men and women make use of this. Now, the difference here, of course, between males and females, as it were, is the simple fact that males are in a different position from female. So this guy, this boy, his name being Sewell Setzer III, a strange name, as I said, based on his looks, what have you, probably had no luck with women, no luck with girls his age, because he was only 14. So guys are basically desperate, the vast majority of them, unless they're very good looking, especially at that age. Because at that age, what do you have? Pretty much just your looks, maybe some school status as well. But with women, it's different, young females especially, because they're going to get a lot of opportunities, right? But they're much pickier than men. So with this type of technology, as well as certain gacha games I'll talk about in a bit, the idea is the female gets to create her dream male companion. It's a bit like these cheesy, cliche romance novels where the guy is perfect looking and he only has eyes for her, but he's also willing to do things for her that are sometimes, how should we put it, untoward and unpleasant. It's kind of the same principle here. And in fact, there is a game called Love in Deep Space, which is literally played only by women, and it's all about this. It taps into the female desire for a particular sort of male companionship. All the characters look like Chads. They all only have eyes for the female in question. You can only play a female character, and it's done through subtle hints, through innuendo, the kinds of non-visual cues that women appreciate more than males. And again, it's about the creation of a kind of power fantasy, but a power romance fantasy. Whereas with boys and men, men be much more visual and just generally much more desperate, they'll take anything, which is what happened with this unfortunate teenage boy, Sewell Setzer III, because he had no other opportunities, presumably, in life, and he just went for this. And what happens, of course, when you become obsessed, especially as a teenager, and your hormones start raging, you forget everything else. His grades became neglected. He forgot to interact with people at school, or so we're told. So you end up in this situation. Now, I think what's going to happen down the line with things like this chatbot program and similar games, the ones such as Love in Deep Space, is that it's going to forge an increasing division between the dwellers of reality, as it were, and the dwellers of the internet. Because that reality difference already exists. There are people that are terminally, perpetually online. They live, breathe, and think in memes. And then you have people that are almost never online and everything in between. But really, between the people perpetually online, terminally online, the people in between, the people who are never online, well, there's a huge gap, the normie gap, as it were. And that encompasses the people that are only sort of dabbling with stuff online as well. Only this will go and push the envelope even further, because what you're going to see is more and more people who, for whatever reason, be it due to looks, social awkwardness, depression, problems with autism, they're going to be pushed into the online scene much more heavily than before because of the availability of these chatbot AIs creating their own little universes. And subsequently, of course, become addicted and then start to neglect real life and rot away. Because let's assume that Sewell Setzer III had not engaged in auto-annihilation with his father's hand cannon. Well, I guarantee you that he would have continued down this route and would have neglected his grades, the people at school, his own family, his siblings, etc., etc., until some realization occurred. Or, tragically, sometime later, he might have also then, at that point in time, engaged in auto-annihilation. I think people forget, especially when you're much older, just how intense teenage years are. You're just running totally off of hormones, instinct, impulse. Your self-control is basically zero, especially at age 14. So it's not at all difficult to understand what happened here. It's just that this is probably going to happen more and more. And although I do think women will be affected by this to a certain degree, because like I said, they have their own fantasies they like to dabble in and engage in, fan fiction being the biggest one, and in as much as chatbot AIs allow them to create fan fiction, that's what they're going to do. I think as usual, what we're going to see is that most of the casualties are average to below average looking young men, teenage boys, who don't get a lot of action or attention from women. And so they get lost in the seeming only opportunity they have in the form of some created chatbot AI that isn't really there. And again, when you're that young or that desperate, suspension of disbelief, it just kind of kicks in. Could something like that happen to me or you, especially at my age or your age, presuming you're a bit older? Probably not. But unfortunately, this is probably the future for a lot of average to below average looking guys. Now, I hypothesize, and I think I'm probably right with this, that the vast majority of very attractive guys, guys that have both looks and some social status in school, they're not going to fall for this because they have abundant opportunities elsewhere. So this software is really catered to people that have mental issues, looks issues, social issues, or any combination of the above. And it will get more and more popular in time. And if I had to guess, you'll probably eventually get some government intervention, maybe. But I just want to say, this is tragic, but nobody should be surprised by this. This is all very predictable because of the nature of the current mating market. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse as time goes by and as these technologies are developed ever further. Because this was just a pretty simple chatbot that convinced this guy to engage in auto-annihilation, that can process things better, that can anticipate things, that can tell you exactly what you want to hear in exactly the right way, as opposed to sort of interpreting things and what have you. That's going to be the final nail in the coffin here. And again, when the mating market looks like this, what do you expect to happen other than this? This is just basically an inevitability at this stage. Anyway, I am curious what you think about this. Personally, like I said, my age and my disposition, I could never fall for a chatbot. But I well could imagine that if you're young enough, you're desperate enough, as I said, as a man, you could easily fall for something like this because it's just better than the alternative. Because so much of this just boils down to what's the alternative. The alternative is isolation, lack of contact with people, especially women. And so then many men will just automatically drift into something like this. In any event, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel could not exist. Many thanks indeed. Please hit the bell icon, by the way, everyone, to be notified of my videos. These videos often go completely unnoticed. Despite my subscriber count, I often get views that are below 10% of the total of my subscribers. So please hit the bell icon to be notified. Other than that, if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, commenting, subbing, if you're not yet a sub, it'd be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.